and it's 93.7 WEEI. You can give us a call at 617-779-7937. And if you stayed up and watched that game, man, it was worth it. That was unbelievable. There's somebody on the text that was saying that said basketball is a dead sport. That game was awful. Dude, what are you talking about? First of all, the game three got like 25 million viewers, which is NFL numbers.
The highest viewership since 1998.
Yeah, this has been it truly has been fantastic. The finals have been great because it's the future face of the NBA versus, you know, New York. It's a team that hasn't done this and hasn't been to the finals in what, 53 years?
Dude, I'll tell you, man, I think their point guard for the Knicks, I think Brunson makes that team likable.
I love him.
Makes you want to root for that team. I mean, he's just a killer. He seems like a class guy.
What do you think about Wemby? Because I turned on him a bit in the game, just watching emotionally. Just, I know you said it doesn't matter, trash talk, whatever. But like, to me, I'm not rooting for the Knicks, but that action made me sort of like, all right, maybe I don't hate the Knicks. And Brunson's part of that too.
Yeah.
Because he is likable.
Yeah. I think, you know what? It's interesting. He's got edge. He's got maybe a little bit more edge than maybe he should at this point. But I at least like a superstar that it has got a little bit of edge to him, man.
Yeah. You know?
And that's what Wemby does.
And then he got an egg thrown at him coming out of the uncalled for.
Knicks fans are. They're awful. Like, they're just awful. And now, the one thing, how funny is it that the thing that I hate everything about the Knicks except for the players? Like, the players are awesome. I hate the coach.
OG Anunoby. How can you not respect him?
I love OG Anunoby. And you know what? After the game, after every one of those games, you don't see any one of them spiking the football. They are all business. Nobody's pumping their fists. Nobody's even smiling.
That's true.
Like, it looks like, I mean, you take a look at Jalen Brunson. It looks like someone kicked his puppy after every game. He's like, man, we're not done.
Do we have this conversation? Who do you take, Brunson or Jalen Brown?
We did. We said if you pick, if you had to pick between Jalen Brown, Jason Tatum, or Jalen Brunson in one game, who would you pick? Jalen Brunson.
It's not even close. I don't even know for one game.
It's a tougher argument. Oh, really? So you would take Brunson full season? Right,
I'm on the because you know what? Because he makes everyone else better, and I don't know if Jalen Brown or Jason Tatum makes everyone else better.
Oh, you take him over Tatum? You would take Brunson?
I would take him over Tatum.
First pick.
Yes.
But see, defensively, all around player, I don't think he's as impactful as Tatum, and he's had some high volume shot games where he's not been very efficient. I mean, last night he was on fire. Mm-hmm. I mean, other than the last shot, which he missed, but OG cleaned up. It's just a perfect mix of players that makes him look really good.
He shows up when he has to at the very end.
No doubt about that.
Way more than what the Jays do. So
I still would take Tatum over Brunson, but I would take Brunson over Jalen.
I just think Brunson is that style of player. I've said it before. He's the give me the damn ball guy. I got this. Get on my back. Here we go. And Tatum can do that as well, but it seems like Brunson is way more consistent in being that guy. Now, speaking of the two Jays, there has been a little bit of silence for a while on the whole Giannis deal, and there was a story that came out that the Milwaukee Bucks could have possibly been waiting to see how the finals ended in case the Knicks did not win. There might have been some sort of hope that a trade could be made with the New York Knicks, whether Giannis would go there or they would just use the Knicks for leverage. And then there was all this talk about Miami. But since then, yesterday, I believe this was just last night, Bill Simmons.
Yes, late night.
Who, say what you will about Bill Simmons, the guy's pretty close to the team. He has sources.
He's a member of the team. He was in the documentary. He was speaking. He and his father were like executive owners.
He is somebody who, when he says something about what's going on behind the scenes with the Celtics, you give it a little more credit than you would just some, you know, normal slap gig. You know, so here we go. Let's take a listen to what he has to say.
I thought Boston was out of this. I know Boston was out of this. And I was wondering if they were playing possum or not. I think they were playing a little possum. I think they're in on Giannis. So I'm not recanting what I said before. I don't really know the reasons for it. Maybe they felt like Miami's offer is an offer they could beat. Maybe they want to drive the price of Miami's offer up and they don't actually have interest in him. But as I said over and over again, Giannis is pushing for Miami or Boston. Those are the two locations and really wants to end up in Boston because it would have the best chance to win a title. And I think Boston is not ruling out the idea. And in general, I'm prepared for anything of Boston now. I wonder if they're going to use this opportunity with the assets they have, with the $27 million trade exception, to completely change what this team looks like. So who knows? They might not do anything, but I thought they were sitting out this Giannis thing, and I no longer think that.
All right.
That is a 180 right there, man.
Does it change the way you think about it?
A little bit. A little bit.
Kalshi has really reacted to this rumor, and I don't know if it's just to that rumor or what else is out there, because Boston has gone up almost 10%. They were originally, or I think before that report came out, they were sitting around 9%, and I've seen it hit as high as 20 today. So that has gone up. By the way, Miami at 70%. Yeah. They got Miami at 70% right now.
That's where he's going.
Now, Jaylen Brown has hit social media a few hours ago.
Yep.
With a cryptic meme. You didn't just read this, did you?
No.
This
is interesting, though. Yeah. But this is, once again, and this came out today, right?
Yeah,
this,
4 hours ago.
Four hours ago.
At FCHWPO on Twitter, the neighbor's rice always smells better. So
what's he saying there? What's he saying there?
Got to read
grass
into that.
Grass is always greener on the other side. You think Giannis is going to bring you a chip? Get out of here. Mm-hmm.
That's what it sounds like to me. That's what it sounds like to me.
Does Jaylen not want to be traded? Does he not want to go run his own team?
He doesn't have control of where, though. That's the problem. And I saw an NBA reporter, Evan Sidery, not familiar with his work, but he put out a proposed trade to Portland, which would send Jaylen to Portland, Giannis to Boston, and then the Bucks would get two young players, Scoot Henderson and Shaden Sharp, plus Jeremy Grant, plus the 27th pick, plus pick swaps, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But if you're Jaylen, do you want to go to Portland?
You want to be the man. Run your own show.
That's right.
You're the man. You are the man,
Jaylen. Yeah, but you're in Portland.
Maybe nice.
In Asia right now, and they do have a lot of rice there, so it could have had something to do with his trip.
Listen, who knows? All I know is that the timing on this seemed to be somewhat of a coincidence after that Bill Simmons report. And that Bill Simmons report doesn't seem like it's just he's throwing something out there. It sounds like he knows something.
Mm-hmm.
And is this a better team? Is this a better team without Jaylen Brown and with Giannis here? Are you happy with this potential shift?
Here's the thing. I don't think you can say it's a better team than the one that won the title. But now I am afraid of dysfunction for next year if they don't make a change. I don't think Tatum and Brown can now coexist in year 11 after everything we just had with favorite season. And I think they're forced to consider all options, including Giannis. They might not have been that intrigued by it right away, but Ted, I think they're changing their mind.
I would love for them. I think at this point, just change it for sake of change. I think they. I don't know if they'd be better, but I don't know. I just think what they have here is not working with Jaylen Brown. And then just like you said, after kind of what he said after these games, I'm just done with him. Man, I thought I've been done with him three times before this in the previous years, but now I'm really done.
Yeah.
I hope they see it. You know, it feels risky trading away a guy that's, you know, younger than Giannis and maybe he's a better shooter than Giannis, but I don't know. I just think they need to change it up, and I think Giannis, just a different energy, would benefit this team.
So is this a team with Giannis that is as good as what you're seeing in the finals right now?
Boy, that's a tougher one
to say.
Yeah,
I think the supporting cast is not where it needs to be yet.
Mm-mm,
you know,
correct.
I mean,
you'd have to do something else too.
Yeah. OG, you know. Big Cat, those are I mean, those are good solid players, man. You know, I mean, Josh Hart's a good player.
Although, did he get bailed out for missing that bunny?
Yes,
big time.
Yes, he did.
You know, Mikal Bridges, a hell of a player. So I think they have a better overall team.
I didn't realize Mikal Bridges was that awful at free throws.
What's happened to him? He's been a mystery in this series.
What is it, 41% or something like that from the free throw line? I'm sorry, Mitchell Robinson.
Yeah,
not McKelbridge. That's right. Mitchell Robinson. That's who it was last night. They showed that stat up there, and oh, my God.
Hakimich has been
I knew he was bad, but I think he's the worst of all time.
That's why Scal threw his name out as a Celtics piece. Like, after Mitchell Robinson.
Yeah, Mitchell Robinson.
But do you want him? I don't trust him as the difference
series. No, not at all. It does shock me that they are not trying to find. No, I don't know if they're not, but it does shock me that Bill Simmons put that out there, because I was convinced that they were dead set on trying to find somebody on the cheap, keep the Jays together, and, you know, maybe even go after, like, you know, Rob Williams, bring the Time Lord back. Mm-hmm. And see, I mean, even Scal said with the medical team what they are, and he likes the medical team with the Celtics, that they'd be able to keep him healthy. And when you have a healthy Rob Williams, that could be all the difference. I think that that's garbage. I think you truly have to you got to do better than that. If you want a rim protector, you got to do better than bringing back more recycled parts. And I like Rob Williams. I mean, he seems like a good dude, but he is not the answer to what you're seeing in the finals right now.
I mean, you can't just trust him. And this could just be them driving the price up for the Heat, which would not be dumb either. Mm-hmm. I mean, good. I mean, at least throw your hat in the ring to make them pay more. Mm-hmm. But it's got, I mean, I'm excited about it. And I think it could happen soon, like in the next 3 or 4 days. Because I don't think they're going to wait all the way until draft night to make the deal, right?
Which they is know, what, 23rd?
23rd.
So about 2 weeks away?
Yeah. You could really, by the end of the week, you could see this happen one way or the other.
So I mean, Jalen comes home from China and he's right? goes straight to Portland?
Yep. Pack your bags.
You think he would be mad? Like
Jalen?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Of course. He would hold a grudge for the rest of his career.
But don't you think in his heart of hearts, he wants to be the guy? He would be the guy.
Not in Portland. Not in Portland.
So where does he want to be the guy?
He wants to be the guy in Atlanta.
In Atlanta?
Yeah, because that's his hometown. He wants to go. He wants to be the guy there. He wants to be the guy in a city that is a major market, which Atlanta is. He does not want to be. And like Portland's kind of Siberia in the NBA right now.
He'd be back with Time Lord.
Yikes! I don't know. Atlanta's not, you know, some basketball capital either.
It's not, but it's also a place that athletes want to live. Like, athletes want to live in Atlanta. They do, especially if you're in the NBA. Like, it's a desirable place to live. And listen, you get to hang out with Jamie Gertz from the Lost Boys. You know, which, by the way, that was a mind-blowing thing when during the draft that one time, it was like, why is star from the Lost Boys the one who's gotten the lottery balls here? I didn't realize she'd married the owner. How about that? She married up. Yes, she did. All right. 617-779-7937. We'll take your calls next. And on top of that, we got to get to what happened after the game yesterday. After that game,
was it the C word?
What's that?
Was it chaos?
Chaos, my friend. Let's get to that right after this.